Roland Tankowitz had been in many uncomfortable places in his life. He had once been submerged in an ammonia tank while battling pirates on an automated fueling station. On another occasion, he had been forced to await rescue when trapped under a million tons of ice during operations on Enceladus. He had even been through a 3-day battle on a planet whose atmosphere was composed entirely of various foul-smelling and corrosive sulfur compounds. All these myriad experiences, while sublime and sundry in nature, and each possessed of their own discrete horrors, shared a single element in common. Every one of them would be preferable to where he was at this moment. The room was dim, and a miasma of smoke and haze, redolent of a dozen different intoxicants, hung in the air. Though obviously not the case, it seemed the oppressive gray fog hung motionless, frozen by the sheer physical tension that permeated the very atmosphere of the place. A great round table dominated the center, and around it sat 11 very hostile and enormously powerful people. The angry and important individuals were arguing enthusiastically, and the crosstalk, threats, and denunciations had begun to get out of hand. This by itself would not have customarily made Roland uncomfortable. A cursory examination of Roland's life would reveal to even the most casual observer a distinct penchant in the man for finding himself amongst angry individuals of power. One more group of malcontent warlords or business people would not add much to his normal portion of stress. But these 11 individuals constituted an altogether different story. Unfortunately, around that plain, nondescript wooden circle sat the board of directors for the Combine. Together, this august assemblage represented the largest criminal enterprises in the solar system. That any single board member wielded far more wealth and political power than was prudent for individuals of such dubious moral character was a foregone conclusion. In concert, this motley crew was responsible for, or complicit in, virtually every act of criminal depravity that occurred in New Boston and the surrounding megalopolis. By extension, because New Boston was the largest and most profitable marketplace on Earth, the collection of criminals wielded more power than anyone on Earth, except for a few large megacorporations and the Planetary Council itself. It was a very simple dynamic. New Boston controlled the Anson Gates, so New Boston controlled the interplanetary economy. The Combine controlled all illicit activity in New Boston, and thus possessed unprecedented influence and power. These were very influential people. They were mad, and they all hated Roland Tankowitz. Roland, being a stubborn misanthrope, refused to allow his discomfort with the extraordinary nature of his current circumstances to show, of course. Weakness meant death with this estimable assemblage. No, there would be no display of agitation. Roland was a professional fixer, and that meant he was the guy you called to fix problems like the one that brought them all together. Furthermore, he was a dockside fixer, and dockside fixers were the most critical type.
"Ladies and gentlemen,"
Roland attempted to seize control of the discussion. His voice was a booming bass that rattled windows when he chose to apply it. This room had no windows, so such theatrics remained unavailable to him.
"Please remember the nature of this meeting, and let's just try to stay focused on the topic at hand. You can argue with each other later, preferably when I am not on the clock."
The more reasonable members of the board chuckled at his nerve. The newer members became irritated by the perceived lack of respect. Older, wiser bosses understood the situation with greater clarity than the more recent generation. Roland overrode the protestations with a voice like thunder.
"This is dockside, folks. I'm pretty sure you all know what that means. If you don't, understand that you do not want me to be the one to educate you."
Just south of the sprawl, dockside was home to the huge docking stations where cargo shuttles unloaded the enormous freighters perennially orbiting overhead. Anson Gates brought these giant ships to and from exotic planets all over the galaxy, and the riches inside those cargo holds all had to get through dockside first. This made dockside sacred and neutral ground.
"No gangs run dockside. It has no boss. You are all just business people right now, and you will respect that. You are all aware of why."